From Spark and Anvil and Lyric Forge, this is Chime, in Chapter 1 of the Lyric Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Pip met Chime on a bench in the meadow. This was, as Pip has told several of his songwriting students over the years, the right way to meet a chickadee. Chickadees are small, alert, and unusually patient. They do not announce themselves. They settle near you. They listen. Then, if you have not made yourself too noticeable, they say something small and clear. The conversation begins. Pip had been 8 years old when he met Chime. He had been sitting on the meadow bench trying to write a song. The song was, by Pip's own later admission, not going well. He had a melody in his head, a small four-bar tune that had come to him while he was watching the morning's mist roll off the field. But he could not find words that fit the melody. He had tried. He had written, "The sun is warm and the day is long." He had tried, "The field is green and the wind is light." The words were accurate, but they were not singing. They had no return. Each line ended on a different sound, and the lines did not answer each other. The song felt flat. Chime had settled on the back of the bench. She had listened to Pip mutter to himself for several minutes. Then she had said, in her small, clear chickadee voice, "Try ending the lines with the same vowel sound." Pip had been startled. He had not realized the chickadee could speak. Pip, the Songwriting Academy has explained to incoming students, a sparrow who can talk to other birds and to certain creatures with songwriting-relevant intuitions. Most birds Pip meets do not speak in human-readable language. The cast members do. The cast members are Pip's songwriting circle. He had said, "What do you mean?"
Chime had said, "You have long, light, warm green. They are different sounds. They do not chime together. Try light and bright and night and sight. They share the it. Listen." She had then sung, in her chickadee voice, a tiny four-line refrain. "The sun is bright. The day is light. The mist rolls off. The morning is right." Pip had listened. He had felt for the first time in his 8-year-old songwriting life that the lines were answering each other. Bright, light, right. Each line end returned the same vowel sound. The melody, which had been waiting for words, settled onto the lines. The song worked.
Pip had stared at Chime. He had said, "How did you know to do that?" Chime had explained, in her patient chickadee way, that she had been listening to songs all her life and had noticed that the songs that worked best had lines whose ends chimed together. The chime was a vowel echo. The end of one line called, the end of the next line answered. The answering was the satisfying part. This was called rhyme. She had taught Pip perfect rhymes. Cat, bat, hat. Same vowel, same final consonant. And slant rhymes. Cat, hand. Vowel close, consonant different. And internal rhymes. Rhymes inside the line, not just at the end. She had shown him how cupping her wings slightly forward helped her catch and return a rhyme. Chime's wing cup is a real anatomical feature. Chickadees do this when they are listening intently. Pip has often watched her do it. She holds her wing as if she is receiving the sound of the previous line, so she can answer it with the next. By the time Pip was 12, he had become a competent rhyme handler. Chime had taught him most of what he knew about end rhyme. He could write a four-line stanza with a consistent end rhyme pattern. He could vary the pattern, A-A-B-B, A-B-A-B, A-B-B-A. He could choose between perfect and slant rhymes, depending on the song's mood. The lessons had been patient and chickadee-paced. She did not rush. She would let Pip write a draft, then suggest one small adjustment, then let him try again. She had, Pip has often said, taught him the most important lyric craft lesson of his early years, that the line end is where the listener's ear is waiting, and the line end is where you have to deliver the chime.
Now, decades later, Pip introduces Chime to his own songwriting students. He stands at the meadow bench. He gestures at Chime,
who is, as always, perched on the back of the bench in her listening cupped wing posture. He says, "This is Chime. She taught me about rhyme when I was 8. She still teaches the same way. She listens. She suggests one small thing. She lets you try. The chime, the vowel echo at the line end, is where the listener's ear is waiting. Chime nods. She makes her small chickadee chirp. She says, in her small, clear voice, try ending the lines with the same vowel sound. Listen for the chime. Let the line end deliver. The students always, always find Chime immediately memorable. They will, Pip has noticed, remember her wing cup gesture long after they have forgotten any specific lesson. The gesture means something to them. Catch the line end. Answer it. When students ask Pip whether rhyme is hard to learn, Pip always says, quoting Chime, with whom he has had many decades of practice, it is not hard. It is listening. Listen for the vowel sound at the line end. Answer it. The chime does the rest. And Pip has watched what happens on the students' faces in that moment. The first time two of their own lines answer each other, they go quiet, and then they smile. A small, surprised, glad smile, because the ear that was waiting has finally been answered, and it feels good.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Chime. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.